The holidays are always tough for the families of servicemen and women stationed away from home. This year, they're especially hard for those around Fort Campbell in Kentucky. Fort Campbell is home to the 101st Airborne Division. More than 50 members of the 101st have died in Iraq, many of them in two major helicopter crashes. And just this week, two soldiers from Fort Campbell were shot and their bodies dragged from their vehicle in Mosul. Father John Thomas leads three Catholic parishes in the Fort Campbell area. He says many families are accustomed to having an empty seat at the Thanksgiving table, but the start of this holiday season, he says, has been wrenching.
It is very difficult, and it's traumatic, it's scary, it's frightening. You know, the people really are going on and doing what they normally do. You know, we have Mass every day, and I look out at the congregation, and I see wives, I see husbands, I see parents, and I see children who kneel in prayer, and they hold their face in their hands, and they are praying.
Father, I imagine that this is a particularly challenging time for you as well. You're a man of the cloth, you're a man of peace, and when the nation goes to war, you in some way have to brace yourself for some very difficult conversations and for the possibility that you will preside over more than your share of funerals.
Yes, yes. It's a frightening thought, a frightening idea even, and I'll be very frank with you, when I came to this assignment in June, one of my first thoughts was about the war and about military families and about that fear. And I have not at this point presided over a military funeral since I have been here. We've only had one death, and that was Warrant Officer Kennedy. That funeral was just a week ago, and you know, that was my first experience with this type of situation, with a death of this sort. And you know, I have to say I have been very impressed with the support of the church, with the support of the military, with the people that have come forward.
The funeral services, the funeral for Chief Warrant Officer Kieran Kennedy, it's a chance for the community to come together and to show support for the family.
Yes. I was telling somebody the other day, Officer Kennedy's father, of course, was here for the funeral from Boston. And we have a service ministry we call bereavement meals. So after a funeral, we provide a meal for the family and anyone who comes to the funeral. And Mr. Kennedy kept seeing all these people come into the parking lot and come up to our parish hall with all these trays of food and dishes and meat platters and cheese trays and, you know, all this food. And he said later he thought we were having some kind of bake sale. But truly, all of this was simply an outpouring of the community to support them. He and his family were just overwhelmed with the generosity of the parish and the people, and it's good for them as well, for the people who brought that food, because, you know, what do you say? What can you do to relieve someone at a time like this?
The 101st had a 1-year deployment. They're expected to return in February. Folks probably are really looking forward to that.
Yes, absolutely. There's not a day that goes by that somewhere in our office building here, we're not talking to a wife or a parent or a child about their father or their mother or their return. And I hope that's soon, and I hope it's safely.
Father John Thomas is a Catholic priest in Hopkinsville. He oversees three congregations in the Fort Campbell area, St. Peter and Paul, St. Michael Archangel, and St. Stephen's. Father, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. God bless.